time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, honey. It is your Friday the 13th edition of the tea. We are spilling it, kicking things off with Niall Horan. He says he had a hilarious time when he met Lizzo for the very first time.
I was in London doing a radio performance in the studio, and she was coming in to do an interview. And so we're passing in the corridor. I was like, oh, lovely to meet you. Gave her a big hug. Your voice is incredible. Your songs are amazing. You're absolutely smashing it. And literally without missing a beat, she just went, you can smash this.
She's fast, dude. She's fast. She's fast, right?
It's just like fair play. She started blushing myself.
Run, Niall. You will never get out of that.
Lizzo, she is having her moment. Speaking of Lizzo, okay, so she went on CBS this morning talking about what we've all been talking about, exposing that booty at the Lakers game.
I think no one would have ever saw what I was wearing, like the back of it, if I didn't get up and dance. Yeah. Anyone who knows me knows that this is how I've always been. This is how I've always liked to dress. And it took
me
a long time.
But did you forget your butt was out?
I had on layers down there, so my it wasn't just, you know, flesh to see, you know, a lot of contrary to popular belief. Uh-huh. But it was out. Yeah. It'd be out.
She's just like, this is me, take it or leave it, love me or hate me. Well, a lot of people hate R. Kelly. Now, one of his abusers was recently on Dr. Oz talking about how she had a sexual trainer and just all the shadiness. So Surviving R. Kelly Part 2 is about ready to debut. We have a little taste for you now.
Robert said, don't believe everything you hear.
R. Kelly has been charged with multiple counts of sexual assault.
I have video of you. Come meet me.
I finally got around to watching that documentary. It was a rehash of things they've known for years, and everybody rejected it.
Black women had been talking about this story since 1991. Surviving R. Kelly accomplished making America listen to these stories.
Ooh, I gotta watch the first one. I've just seen a million clips from it. But Surviving R. Kelly Part 2, it debuts January 2nd.
I didn't see that part either. Also, like, did you watch the Michael Jackson thing, Surviving Neverland? Like, I didn't watch that either. Like, I just couldn't watch. I don't know, like, I can't watch that stuff.
Can't watch it. Well, it's going to air on a 3-night series. So it's like consecutive nights, 3 nights. And the first one was Emmy nominated.
Whoa.
I mean, I enjoy watching things that are just well done in general, like mm-hmm. 30 for 30, those type of documentaries. So I'm definitely going to take this in. Surviving R. Kelly, January 2nd. Oh, what a monster it seems. Mariah Carey, you upset the diva. She accused her interviewer. She was on this British news show. She's like, are you mocking me?
Me. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Are you mocking me?
No. Wow, that's awkward.
Like, no! Are you mocking me? You don't want to upset Mariah. She's a diva.
That host was later found dead inside their apartment.
I remember for a long time you could only interview her from like one side. Ariana Grande did the same thing. Like, she would only let one side be seen, and the lighting had to be perfect.
Why do women do that? You do that for pictures. I used to work for somebody else that did the same thing. My wife doesn't care, but it seems like every girl, like, can I get a picture? I'm like, oh, can you move to that side? Is there like, are girls like prettier on one side, and I never knew this?
Everybody usually has a side. Here's the trick. You find a bestie, that side is the opposite of yours. Like, my bestie, Sarah, her left side's her good side. My right side's my good side, so it's perfect.
Now, what if Sarah was a right side, too? Would you have to disown her and find a new friend, or just take pictures with her?
Then one of us would have to take one for the team and go straight on.
Oh, no. The ultimate sacrifice when it comes to taking pictures.
Yes, honey.
Oh, yeah. Hey, good morning. We're Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. And last night I got to hang up the Christmas tree with my wife, Lindsay. And gotta be honest, I'm typically a Scrooge around the holidays.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
But last night I was like, you know what? I'm in the Christmas spirit.
Did you put on music? music? Did you set the ambiance?
My wife put on the Mariah Carey, like whatever it's called, the Christmas album from when she was like 25.
Love it.
And we just listened to that thing on repeat.
That's cool. I would say, who else has some cool? I love to listen to little Michael Bublé, Brett Eldridge, a hot country artist. He actually has a fantastic Christmas album. I feel like that's the deal. So stars put out, you know, artists a little extra Christmas album, get some extra change, but Mariah Carey tops them all, I think.
Now, being in the Christmas spirit means, hey, Christmas movies, we're less than 2 weeks away from Christmas, the big old day when Santa comes down the chimney.
Well, that makes me panic.
I haven't ordered anything yet.
I have so many presents to order, and I have to do all the wrapping.
Do what I do. Don't do anything. Just sit on your butt and watch a movie. And that's why I'm trying to figure out, with all this movie selection and limited time, what are your top three Christmas movies? 833-563-2539. If you want to chime in, maybe you only got one. You're like, you just have to see this one movie? Okay, hit us up, and we'll be glad to have you on the air. This is also on our socials. Just search for Joe McKenzie on Twitter, Instagram, and on Facebook. If you're in Houston, it's Radio Now Houston. In Indy, it's Radio Now 100.9. I will kick it off, and I have a ranking. I don't know if you guys have a ranking for my top three, like my number three movie, and it's a classic. I'm not ripping on it, but I would say that, like, I would have to go with probably Elf. I'd have to go with Elf. That is, like, just a classic movie. Then coming in for me at number two, we got in trouble for this one, but I thought it was kind of funny, and I thought it was a good one from A Christmas Story. It's a classic where the tongue gets stuck to the pole.
Rick's spine stiffened, his lips curled in a defiant sneer. There was no going back now.
This is nuts.
That sounded like Liv the Web Girl when she did that. Now, that's what's it on. TBS, I think, owns the rights there or something.
Yes.
Because it's on, like, they just loop it the whole time. So you just, if you miss part of it, you're like, all right, I'll come back in like 20, 30
it's
minutes.
It's not the holidays unless they do a marathon of that.
Okay, then my number one movie. You've got to see this. It has some swearing, but it came out in 1989. I was this little kid, and I watch it every year without fail. It is Christmas Vacation.
Oh, yes.
Now, this is one part where it swears, but you know what he's saying. Cousin Eddie. Part. White trash as can be.
This is a classic. That is the one film. If I don't watch any other films during the holidays, that's the one I have to watch.
And then for me is, I think at the end when Christmas is falling apart, Clark, well, he tries his best.
Where do you think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no. We're all in this together. This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny Kaye. And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of this side of the nut house.
You're goofy. Don't piss me off, Art.
Clark, it's over.
Not according to Santa's watch, it isn't.
Now, come on, son.
Stay out of this, Dad.
Clark, I think it's best if everyone just goes home before things get worse.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
And that is my family Christmas every single year. Mackenzie, what about you? What's your top three Christmas movies?
Okay, so we agree on a lot of these. Counting from three to one, three, I would say Elf, because it's a classic.
Oh, that's a very good one, yes.
Let's see. Number two, I would go with The Grinch.
It's a good one. Is there a particular Grinch that you like more than others? Because there's the animated, there's the Jim Carrey.
Yes.
I mean, do you like them all?
I like Jim Carrey. Okay. I like the remake. I like the classic little animated one, but definitely Jim Carrey. And I love when he's like baby Grinch. I just think I love all the things
Grinch. Getting picked on and bullied.
And then my number one, I'm going to agree with you, is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And here's another moment that, of course, is classic.
They want you to say grace.
Grace, she passed away 30 years ago.
The blessing.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Oh, that's like everybody's got a family like that. That's the best. All right. All right, cool. So me and Mackenzie actually have the same number one. It's been interesting. Let's wrap it up with Chops. Give me some breakdown here. Your top three Christmas movies.
Mine? Would you just want them three rapid fire?
No, I mean, you can get into it. Let's start out number three, though. Let's go down to number one at the end.
Number three would have to be Elf.
Okay. This is this part right here.
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite.
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
That is a good one. That is a good one. I look forward to watching that. Maybe we'll watch that tonight after our Christmas party.
Yes. And I also love Home Alone because, oh, man, just that's right to my age demo. I was like 5 when that came out.
Tell you what I'm going to give you, Snakes. I'm going to give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, yellow, no good keister off my property. 1, 2, 10. Keep the change, you filthy animal.
That is a classic movie. Still holds up today. We all enjoy that. All right, so interesting. What is your number one Christmas movie?
Hands down, number one Christmas movie is A Christmas Story.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes?
I'm trying to find a gentleman doll.
Well, did I play the wrong one? I'm sorry. Let's see here.
Nope, that's well, also, that would have been my number 4. Like,
oh, you had extra? Okay.
I switched it because you guys already played the Christmas Story clip.
All right, did you have a clip, though, or no? Another one for that one?
Nope, that would have been the same one.
It's like okay. You'll shoot your eye out.
But hold on, you bring up an interesting one. Jingle All the Way would have been your 4 if you could have done 4? All right.
What?
Isn't that with, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger or something?
Uh-huh. Yep.
All right, let's check it out. Kind of a little refreshed on memory lane.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes?
I'm trying to find a gentleman doll.
See that one? These guys are looking for a Turbo Man?
A gentleman doll, yes.
Hey, everybody, these two are looking for a Turbo Man.
Oh, God.
I forgot about that movie.
It's so
That's
funny.
That's a good one.
Another great example of Arnold Schwarzenegger's amazing acting ability right there. All
Thespian.
Right. Now I want to go watch a movie. Hey, if you couldn't get through this morning, why don't you hit us up and let us know what you think on all of our social media. It's Joe McKenzie. Heather, what is your top 3 Christmas movies?
Top 3. Christmas with the Crank. One that people might not think about is Samantha and American Girl Holiday, one of the American Girl movies.
What?
It's really good for the family.
Is that animated or is it not?
No.
Okay.
It's live action. It's got Anna Sophia in it. Like,
I'll have to check that out.
From Soul Surfer.
Cool.
She's just got a brown wig on.
The brown wig throws us.
Another one that people haven't heard of, it's called Merry Christmas.
Ooh, who's in that? Anybody?
Like,
that we know?
What?
Who's in that one? Anyone we know?
Do you know the dad from Smallville?
Yeah.
He's in it.
Okay.
Awesome. Hey, thank you for calling in. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
She's giving us new Christmas movies to check out if we haven't seen them.
Okay. Well, it's going to be hard to get all these movies in.
I can't wait for Joe to watch American Girl Doll Christmas.
Samantha. I am. Like, Lindsay, get out of here with that elf. I want to watch the good stuff. Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. Where do we start? Well, how about something really cool, which I normally would not say, and that is the FCC. They voted to implement 988 as the new number for the National Suicide Hotline number. 988 will link people right to emergency mental health help. A comment period comes next. There's a whole process for this. It could take about a month before the FCC actually moves to a final vote, but it looks like it's heading that way. After that, once again, government stuff taking forever. It'll be like another 18 months, but they're working on it to actually have a text line instead of trying to remember the entire text number, which Logic was really cool. He did that song 1-800.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a hard time of year for a lot of people. And so I think that's wonderful.
So what a good guy out there, Logic, getting that going. Now the FCC doing something about that. Of course, when it's active, you know we'll give you an update. This is interesting. Where do you fall on this one? A Wisconsin DMV worker told a 78-year-old woman, it's almost 80 years old, that she had to walk across the room without her cane before she could renew her license. Her husband objected and asked the examiner how walking without her cane related to his wife's license renewal. The examiner insisted, so the woman complied, and in the process, she fell, she broke her wrist,
no!
And insult to injury, denied renewal.
What?
Now a civil rights lawsuit, and the question has been posed, was this illegal discrimination or careful screening of a potentially dangerous driver? According to the suit, if a DMV worker thinks an applicant needs to be seen by a medical professional, he or she is supposed to issue a 60-day temporary license. Now, I'm all for people driving as long as they can, but I think we all have a loved one. They don't even have to be that old necessarily, but they're too old to be driving. It's dangerous. They're driving around a 2-ton machine that could kill somebody at any time. But does the woman's ability to walk across the room unassisted with a cane, does that mean she can't actually do it in real life, like can't drive a car? Because those are two different things.
Right. I feel like, was this like a management position? I'm just wondering who took this into their own hands.
I think it was just a regular person. They have all the men and women that work there at different, you know, BMV, whatever, DMV, whatever you call it in your state.
Right. And I don't want to put everyone in the same boat because there are wonderful workers that probably work there and are amazing and make things happen. However, I've had two terrible experiences the last two times I've gone. And I feel like for some reason they get like a power trip. And then they're like, no, you have to. So anyway, I filled out all the stuff and they're like, no, you need to fill this out. I'm like, okay. It was like three lines. I was like, they're like, no, you need to go back and take a number. I had just waited 45 minutes. I said, well, I'm here. I've waited. I'll just, no. And she goes, next. And it was just so rude and mean.
Wow, that sucks. I don't know why people would even do that.
I know. So anyway, I just was not impressed. But again, you can't categorize everyone together. So I'm sure there's wonderful people. But I've just had some real tough experiences.
And I wonder if our last story here for Joe's Need to Know News is related to something I read yesterday, that over like 54% of people say they didn't quit their job. They quit their boss because they just couldn't stand working for them. And they thought they were like a bad manager, the way they had things going in the office. So nearly half of employees saying that, because it kind of ties into this one. A Canadian Starbucks worker quit his job after 3.5 years, and he had a song that he wrote for his boss.
Hello, everybody. I've been working here for a few years, and I have a song for my manager. I've been working here for so long. I've got something that I want to tell you, so I thought I would sing a song. This I quit.
Yay! I'm glad that they had another job lined up before they did this. That's
yes.
Smart.
A lot of people don't plan. Like, oh, I knew I forgot one thing that was important. It doesn't bother me. If there was kiddos there, maybe not the best idea to swear. I'm going to, actually, I already have put the video up on joeandmackenzie.com, but I'll give you a direct link to your phone right now. Text the letters JAM, like Joe and Mackenzie Jam, to 52140. If you do that, it'll give you a direct link to the Need to Know News blog for today, so you can check out the video. Warning, though, it's not censored. The YouTube clip, I had to put the beeps in there. So if you're at work, I don't want your boss hearing that. Like, oh, you what? You're doing what?
I think that's everyone's kind of dream. If you have a terrible work situation.
Oh, boy.
That's what they say. You need to have a nest egg. So it's kind of like your FU, I'm out money. Mm-hmm. So you can just do that one day. If you need to, emergency.
Working on it. Song of the day. We pick out a category, and then you get to decide what song is your favorite out of that category, and you want to hear on the radio. Text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Today's category, if everybody's cool with it, best Christmas song.
Yes, cool with it. Tis the season.
All right, Pork Chop, I'm not hearing much out of you, but are you cool with that?
Yeah, I'm cool.
All right, cool. What song, why don't you kick it off, the best Christmas song?
So my best Christmas song is kind of more of a recent one. Austin Mahone did a cover of it, but Justin Bieber did it. I love this song. It's Mistletoe.
I don't want to miss out on the holiday, but I can't stop staring at your face. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe. You, shawty, with you.
All right, that's a good one. Now, I got to give credit to Mackenzie for playing this. I think it was last week or something, but it's a mashup of Mariah Carey and one of my favorite rock people, Marilyn Manson, and it's called All I Want for Christmas is Beautiful People. And I'll tell you right now, guys, this is like what you call the best of both worlds. This is the song you got to vote for this morning to get played.
I want
That is a bop right there.
Don't be confused, though. That's not straight up Mariah Carey. It's Marilyn Manson, and it's scary.
Oh, get out of here with your scary.
It's scary good.
Reminds
me of the devil.
It's scary good. Don't bring Lucifer into this wonderful holiday. All right, Mackenzie, what demonic song did you go with?
I went with something total opposite. This is the warm, the feel-good, the fuzzies. You get a little cocktail in your hand. You're decorating. It's Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
Classic.
And intern Chloe Money, what song are you going with today?
I went with one of my favorite, all-time favorite Christmas songs, 12 Days of Christmas, but it's by Straight No Chasers, so it's a really fun medley. And they're originally from like Bloomington, which is fun.
Yes, B-Town, IU.
Yeah, I got to
you
see them.
You just saw them, right?
I saw them at concert on Sunday. It was a great show. If you never heard them, here's Chloe's pick. No, just kidding. I'm trying to give
some honey,
love.
We
here
like
it
that.
Is.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. On the 12th day of Christmas, my
I have a little dreidel. I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, a dreidel I shall play. Dreidel.
12 days of Christmas.
What?
Yeah, Christmas.
Eight days of Hanukkah. Oh.
It's a Christmas medley.
It's funny because they mix all these different songs together. If you've never heard it, vote for it or actually check it out online. It's a good one. So to recap, text the word song to 52140, and you can hear one of the following. Pork Chop went with Mistletoe by Justin Bieber. I went with All I Want for Christmas is Beautiful People. It's a mashup of Marilyn Manson and Mariah Carey. What else could you ask for? Mackenzie went old school with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee. And intern Chloe Money went with the 12 Days of Christmas by Straight No Chaser. All you got to do now is get your vote on. Text the word song to 52140, and we will play the winning song coming up next. Best Christmas song. And Pork Chop and Rosie, our little computer assistant, are working on the results. While they do that, we'll do a little recap of the songs you could have voted for. Pork Chop had Mistletoe by Justin Bieber.
I'ma be under the mistletoe.
All right, it's a good one. Then we also had myself, Joe. I went with a mashup of Mariah Carey and Marilyn Manson's called All I Want for Christmas is Beautiful People.
All I want for Christmas is beautiful people.
Okay, then we had... You okay over there? You sound like you're possessed. What was that?
If that wins, I have to leave. I can't listen.
Why?
Because Marilyn Manson scares me.
It's good stuff.
I don't know. I have like a physical reaction.
Mackenzie went Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Yes!
By Brenda Lee. This gives me a reaction.
This makes me feel happy and warm
inside.
Makes
me think
inside.
Of Werther's Originals and osteoporosis.
Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Classic.
At the Christmas party.
Good feelings.
Does
warm
anybody have
butterflies.
Any Bengay? I need some Bengay. And finally, intern Chloe Money. It's got probably one of the newest songs out there, The 12 Days of Christmas by Straight No Chaser.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my
have a little dreidel. I made it out of clay.
What? Yeah, it's kind of a big mashup. So, the voting is concluded. Pork Chop, what is the result?
Guys, I think this is the closest.
Oh, the battle.
I have ever seen it.
Ooh.
First and last place are separated by only 5%.
Crazy wow. On this Friday the 13th.
First and third place are only separated by 2%.
Whoa!
So what that means is you should have voted today because your vote does count. Coming in...
Chloe Money are getting kick out of you today, Chops.
Coming in last place with 21% of the vote, Joe Pesh.
Really?
Phew. I didn't want to feel weird.
I think you tainted my song when you brought in the devil. I think that was a little unfair.
That's a hard reaction. I don't like that.
I'm kind of with Mackenzie on that one. It's like, beautiful people.
Yeah, like, it's like, I'm going to cut your innards.
He never says that in the song.
Coming in third place with 25% of the vote, intern Chloe.
Aww. We love Straight No Chaser, though.
Oh, yes.
Second and first place are separated by 1%.
Get out of here. You should see how Chops is looking at me.
This is intense.
Coming in second place with 26% of the vote.
Look at Chloe's face.
It's so intense.
Me, poor child.
Yes!
Mackenzie
won. I haven't
won
all week. Thank you, thank you. Yes, yes, yes. I dedicate this to my beautiful mom. It is her birthday, Kiki, and she is the queen of decorating for the holidays. She puts this on. We get some wine. The cocktail's flowing. It's a feel good.
It's your song of the day winner, best Christmas song, Brenda Lee. Ask your grandma about that one. Rocking around the Christmas tree.
It's time to spill the tea with Mackenzie.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandal. Spill it, honey.
I love that song. I want to kiss someone under a mistletoe, maybe this weekend. All right, it's tea time. Taylor Swift won't be kissing Scooter Braun. During a speech, she took aim at Scooter for the whole controversy.
And of course, Scooter never contacted me or my team to discuss it prior to the sale or even when it was announced. I'm fairly certain he knew exactly how I would feel about it, though. And let me just say that the definition of the toxic male privilege in our industry is people saying, but he's always been nice to me, when I'm raising valid concerns about artists and their rights to own their music. And of course he's nice to you. If you're in this room, you have something he needs.
Ooh, yeah, she said that on the mic. Scooter manages Ariana Grande, Demi Lovato now, Justin Bieber. He's the music industry mogul. He bought Big Machine Records and the master rights to her first six albums, so she's not a big fan, and here's a little more Tay-Tay.
And as for me, lately I've been focusing less on doing what they say I can't do and more on doing whatever the hell I want.
Yes, girl. Get it. That's my mantra going into 2020.
She still could have bought her music. I don't understand why she says all this. She could have bought her music and she didn't. Like, you could have bought your music. I know you don't like Scooter. I'm not saying he's a good guy.
But she's like, buying music isn't like buying an app or like your shoe line. It's like you created it.
But that happens to tons of artists, though. I mean, I don't know. I'm just like, you signed the deal, you signed the deal.
Well, she is not happy with him, and she probably won't be.
No, I don't see like Christmas spirit going into her like, I love Scooter.
Nope. Moving on to Ryan Reynolds. He sat down with Jimmy Fallon talking about, hey, I didn't know my wifey Blake Lively was pregnant for a long time.
Look, nobody was more surprised than me, Jimmy. I got to tell you.
No, but I said, what's up? Like, what's going on in your life? You said, not much.
I mean, not much. I know. But then Blake shows up.
Unbelievable.
I thought she's just been pounding beer. And it turns out that she's like,
yeah,
she's 6 months pregnant or something. Yeah. You know, I got to get way more hands-on at home.
They have three beautiful babies. That is really funny. We didn't know she was pregnant until she was almost to the end. Well, Jason Aldean, he returned to Las Vegas for the first time in that concert since the Route 91 Harvest Festival shooting back in 2017. And he sat down with Kelly Clarkson to talk about it.
We had to kind of get on stage the next week, you know, and start trying to get through all of it. I mean, it was rough. I think the best thing that could have happened was the fact that my wife was there and went through it. My band was there and went through it. My crew, everybody. And so we kind of leaned on each other, you know, for that stuff and talked through it. You know, nobody kind of kept it bottled up. I mean, if you had a breakdown, you kind of had it in front of everybody. And I think to me, that probably helped more than anything.
I don't know how you ever get back on stage after that. That just sounds so terrifying.
The enemy always fails because tragedy just unites us and brings us closer. It really does. And Jimmy Kimmel, okay, he had some advice. He did a parody commercial. If you are dreading being around your relatives who you love but get on your nerves, he has a little idea of where you can go and hide.
Family gatherings can bring out the worst.
Are you done? Can I bring you another?
Shut up!
When you start to feel overwhelmed, don't reach for the liquor cabinet. Head for the tree fort. The first Christmas tree with a secret room in the center. Just climb in and enjoy a place to hide. Gather your thoughts.
Oh, thank you.
And just be.
Can you hear yourself? That's ridiculous.
Enjoy our calming aromatherapy diffuser.
Lavender.
I'm not going to have a transgender in my bathtub.
Use our built-in phone charging station.
You hear the break. Now you woke the baby up.
And take a monster hit from the Jingle Bomb. As the outside world melts away, the Tree Fort comes with a secret periscope so you can see if the coast is clear. The Tree Fort.
Oh, yes, man. We all need one of those to go hide. Just for some peace.
Hey, it's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. I want to wish you everyone a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays as you're celebrating this time of year. We just decided today, since our boss is on vacation, let's just play Christmas music. I don't even think we played a Christmas song yet on the morning show, so why not just do a whole show?
We were like, why not?